Recall the occasion when we said to the angels, "Prostrate yourselves before Adam." They all prostrated except Iblis, who replied, "Should I prostrate to the one whom you have created from clay?" Then he asked, "Tell me, is this the one whom you have honored above me? If you give me respite till the day of resurrection, I will certainly uproot all but a few of his descendants." Allah said, "Go away. Hell is your reward, and the reward of those who follow you, an ample reward it shall be. You may try to allure whomsoever you can with your seductive voice. Muster against them all your cavalry and infantry. Be their partner in their riches and their children, and promise them what you will. The promises of Shaitan are nothing but deception. As for my servants, you shall have no authority over them. Your Rabb is sufficient as their guardian. Your Rabb is the one who drives your ships across the ocean so that you may seek his bounty. Indeed, he is ever merciful to you. Whenever any adversary comes and strikes you at sea, all those to whom you pray besides him forsake you except he. Yet, when he brings you safe to the land, you turn your backs upon him. Indeed, man is ever ungrateful. Are you confident that he will not cave in the land beneath you or let loose a deadly tornado upon you? Then you may not find anyone to protect you. Or are you confident that when again you go back to sea, he will not smite you with a violent tempest and drown you for your thanklessness? If that happens, then you will not find anyone who can question us regarding this end of yours. Indeed, we have honored the children of Adam, blessed them with conveyances on land and sea, provided them with good and pure things, and exalted them above many of our creatures.